From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 4th of December, and we're taking your questions and answers, your calls, emails, your tweets live this hour. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Wow, that was just last weekend. And we're thrilled to be back today. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. So starting off today, we got this email from Nina in Mesquite, who wrote, there seems to be a lot of telephone poles in my area that have a black or orange substance growing from the ground up the pole. She writes, it's usually at ground level and stays near the pole. It seems like it's some kind of fungus, I'm guessing from the chemicals in the pole or something. Does anybody know what this is? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Barbara emailed, asks, is there a website where you can find each candidate's email address? I'm sure someone else edits the emails, Barbara writes, but I'd like an email address a little closer than, quote, send me money, she writes. Anybody know where to find candidates' actual email addresses? You know, Twitter actually might be one avenue there, because you can actually tweet to the candidate. And yes, while many of them have someone who handles that for them, probably, at least you're sending a message and not just filling out a form. One solution. We'll see what the audience has to say about it. 800-933-5372. Let's talk first today to Frank in Dallas. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have a question, and it relates to gasoline. Where can I, in Dallas, find gasoline without ethanol? Reason is, ethanol is very bad on small engines. It's hard to find. So if anybody can give me that information, I'd appreciate it.
Great. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. I think we had this question a few weeks ago, but we'll see if anybody knows. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Kate emails and says, the last couple of years, I've seen a type of Christmas string light that I'd like to buy, but I don't know what kind it is. The light that the bulb emits is brighter depending on the angle that you're facing it from. So as you move around, certain bulbs shine more brightly. She says, it must be the shape of the bulb, but I can't seem to find a description online of what I'm looking for. Does anybody know what kind of light this is? She adds, there's a house at the corner of Trammell and Abrams, I guess in East Dallas, that has the type of light I'm talking about. Does anybody know what she's talking about and how to ask for it at the Christmas light store? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. While we're on the Christmas light question, Robert asks, what neighborhoods or small cities, maybe with a town square in the DFW, have the best Christmas light displays that are worth the time to travel to? This would be a good thread to get going today. What are your favorite go-tos for Christmas light viewing? Now, I know there's a house over in the Hollywood Heights neighborhood of East Dallas. I think it's on Newell, that has an amazing Christmas light display. And of course, there's the Highland Park Village, and there are probably some streets in the Park Cities that are going to be very, very crowded with horse-drawn carriages and groups on bike rides and people driving around looking as we approach the holiday season. But let us know where your go-to places are to see wonderful holiday decorations and Christmas lights. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk on the phone to Jim calling from Lake Dallas. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
On Billy Gibbons' new album, Billy Gibbons and the BFGs, Perfecto Mundo, the album credits list Billy as playing guitar and bass guitar and something called a B3. I have no idea what a B3 is, so I thought I'd ask.
Well, it's probably a Hammond B3 organ, which is a sort of the classic rock and roll organ.
It said keyboards. It's an organ?
Yeah, I mean, the B3 is a Hammond B3 organ. Yeah, it's kind of like a church organ, but it's sort of the It's again, it's the classic rock and roll organ. It has the big Leslie cabinet with the rotating speaker, and they're awesome, and they're fun to play too. So
that's why we call you with our questions, man.
Hey, every once in a while, I actually know what I'm talking about. So
it's a fantastic album. It's so different from the ZZ Top stuff.
Cool.
It is new music that is really, really good, if anyone's interested.
Jim, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Pretty sure about that. Email. I'm totally sure about the phone number. I'm pretty sure about the B3 credit. But you know, if you have another thought on that, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org, or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We had that question about where do I find frozen rhubarb, which I haven't re-mentioned. Eric, this is Eric in Frisco, wondering. He says, I'm trying to find a place that sells frozen rhubarb. I've checked Kroger, Target, Walmart, etc., with no luck. Any help here is much appreciated. I have a rhubarb pie craving that needs to be addressed. Got a tweet from someone who says, frozen rhubarb can be purchased at Sprouts, and I think this tweeter slash listener says Whole Foods. You can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. You can email us anything at kera.org, and that's what V did. V says, Tom Thumb over at Mockingbird and Abrams has frozen rhubarb. So there are a couple of leads for Eric. Call us, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Daniel in Grapevine. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
I was calling with an answer to the great place to see Christmas lights. Is downtown Grapevine is the Christmas capital of Texas, and it's they've got a ton of places for photo ops with the family, and it's a really good, great place.
Very good.
If I could, I had another quick question.
Sure.
For listeners. On the south side of DFW Airport, there are some ponds right as you go through the toll gate, and inside of those ponds there are these great big boxes that are kind of floating. I don't know what they are. And they've been there just for the last couple of years. I was wondering if anybody knew what those are.
Yeah, and I remember hearing this question and probably an answer before, but you know, it was a long time ago, and if it's not right in front of me, it's hard to remember. So we'll see if we get an answer for you. Somebody will know.
Awesome.
Somebody will remember.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Kumar in Plano. Hello, Kumar.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I'm also calling regarding the Christmas lights display. I heard the last caller talked about the Grapevine lights display. That's definitely a good one. And there is a community in Plano, Deerfield community, between Ohio and Coit Road on Legacy. A lot of houses put up good displays there. So if I don't want to drive too far, I take my kids over there for the lights. And as we get near Christmas, there will be some horse carriages there as well and a lot of cars driving by.
Great.
So,
well, hey, thanks very much. Really appreciate the tips.
Sure.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I feel like I should say we're having a little problem with a couple of our phone lines today, and if you're calling and it's ringing forever, it's because we can't actually pick up a couple of our lines. We a little behind the scenes here. We have five incoming phone lines, and usually, and they are today, they're just jammed with you calling. And we typically get those phone lines all filled up, and then, you know, I assume you get a busy signal. And if that's not happening today, just keep trying. Be patient with us. Be patient with Fiona, who's trying to talk to you, although we think the phone lines are just dropping for some reason. We did talk to AT&T yesterday, and they're going to get it fixed, but we're having a little issue. You can also email us, though, because we're getting all your emails, anything at kera.org. You can tweet me for sure. We haven't melted Twitter yet. Maybe we've melted the phones or a couple of the lines, but you can certainly tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go next on the phone while we're talking about the phones to Ron calling from Burleson. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm calling about the gentleman looking for gas with no ethanol in it.
Yeah.
I had a boat which I sold about a year ago, but My answer is there's lots of marinas around that sell gas with no ethanol in it because most of the boats have a plastic type of gas tank and ethanol damages that. So there's a lot of marinas. I suggest you call before you go and talk to the owner. Don't talk to the people necessarily at the front desk because they don't always know what's in the gas tanks. But I've had a lot of success at marinas finding gas with no ethanol.
Now, cars have plastic gas tanks too, right? I mean...
Some of them are, I guess. I'm not as familiar with that as I am with the boats.
Well, I know when we addressed this question before, the small engine thing came up because, you know, apparently it damages the little rubber fuel lines and stuff on your lawnmower and stuff like that. And that's why I guess people are looking for it. But, Ron, thanks for the tip. I do remember somebody mentioning marinas, but it's been a while. So really appreciate your call.
Good luck.
All right. Same to you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Della emailed us and writes, the foaming hand soap in the ladies' bathroom at Love Field is a wonderful and long-lasting evergreen scent. Does anyone know what the, quote, she puts in quotes, flavor of this soap is and where I can purchase it for home use? Does anybody know what kind of soap they're using in the, I would assume they're probably using it in the men's room too at Love Field. Maybe not. Maybe it's different. So specifically, what is the soap that's in the ladies' room at Love Field and where can Della find it? 800-933-5372. I'm gonna have to pay closer attention to that Love Field soap next time I fly out of Love. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Got a couple of tweets in. Let's see. Rebecca says, how about the Arlington Holiday Home Tour is a Facebook group. Check that out for holiday lights. And let's see, there's, I think the lights that Kate was mentioning are possibly called DWG lights. DWG lights. So, Rebecca, thanks for that tweet. Up next on the phone, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Lico in Dallas. Hello, Lico.
Hey, how you doing? Long time no hear.
Same here. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I got a couple of answers. Number one, I'm glad that I'm not on hold forever because I'd be skin and bones. The interlocking lights at Arlington are traditionally a very good place to. It's miles and miles of lights. And it's real busy, so take your lunch with you. On the emails, I think if you put the name and the word email on Google, it'll come right at you.
The candidate's email.
Reliable.
Yeah, okay. Lico, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Actually, I clicked through on Rebecca's tweet, and she's talking about Dow Worthington Gardens for light displays, not specifically for the technical term for the lights that Kate was talking about. So if you've got tips on where to see great Christmas lights, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. If you know what those directional Christmas lights are that Kate was mentioning, where they are brighter from different angles, let us know. And you can email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Haven did. And Haven says the lights at Vitruvian in Addison are the best. They get her votes. Let's see. This is from somebody who says the Interlaken neighborhood in central Arlington has been doing a whole neighborhood display for years. And Carol and Tyler says some of my neighbors are using laser Christmas lights with no ladder climbing or wiring. She says they look great on the house and up into the trees and are adjustable as to color, etc. It takes about 3 minutes to install, she says, I'm told. You can find them at home improvement stores or catalogs. And also, Carol says many people drive to Marshall in East Texas to see the lights. Thanks, Carol, for those that tip and that info. And let's see. David and Richardson says we have a few sets of net lights that have LED bulbs which illuminate directionally, like little spotlights. The bulbs are rounded and very stubby. Our new Christmas tree also has LED lights, but the bulbs are shaped like the incandescent mini lights, and they illuminate uniformly. So maybe they're LED lights, I'm guessing, that Kate was talking about, that have kind of a rounded and stubby kind of bulb. And we'll hopefully get to the bottom of this. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Llewellyn in Granbury. Hello, Llewellyn.
Hi.
Hey there.
I just have a quick question.
Okay.
Does anybody know it in, where I can get really good sourdough bread?
You're looking for really good sourdough bread, I guess, probably in Granbury or somewhere in that area.
I go to Fort Worth lots.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right. Thank you.
If you know a place for really good sourdough bread in Fort Worth for Llewellyn, give us a call. 800-933-5372. Up next is Ron in Springtown. Hello, Ron.
Oh.
Hey there.
About the man with the gasoline he's wanting without ethanol.
Yeah.
It's called True Gas. Okay. You could find it at any place that sells lawnmowers, and they sell them service lawnmowers, like Higginbotham's and other companies like that. It's called True Gas. You could buy the True Gas for lawnmowers. You could buy the True Gas that has the oil and gas mix from there, and there's no ethanol in there.
Okay.
However, it is about $4 for about just about a half to 3/4 of a gallon.
Ah, okay.
So it's not cheap.
So it's gonna cost you to fill up your car.
And I use it, but for that reason.
Right, sure.
I don't have the problem of clogging up carburetors over the winter.
Sure, okay. Hey, Ron, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
Let's see. We got an email reaching back in the stack here from Lawrence. The last time we did the show was Friday, November 20th, by the way. And thanks again to everybody who called in that day. We were remembering Glenn Mitchell on the 10th anniversary of his death for our last show, Friday, November 20th. But we got this question from Lawrence that day about a random replacement of segments of the concrete street on Greenville Avenue at Royal Lane. Lawrence says there have been a number of short sections replaced on Royal Lane over the last few years. There's no utility or sewer work, and the surface being replaced seems fine. No cracks or potholes. Does anybody know what's going on? My only thought is, well, I wonder if they're testing different kinds of concrete mix or something. But someone will know. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Connie emailed from Fort Worth and asks, does anyone know of a place where there are young willow trees growing in the wild in the Fort Worth area? I'm looking for about 20 to 25 of them to cut down for a project I'm working on. So it'd need to be someplace that you can do that, obviously, or maybe where to find cut willow. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Jeannie emailed at anything at kera.org, wondering if someone could recommend a reputable coin buyer or dealer in the DFW area. We can get a couple of votes on that. And we got an email from Deborah, who says, I'm looking for a music practice room / studio in the Fort Worth area. The southwest side of Fort Worth is optimal, but I'm not limited to that area. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Benjamin calling from Denton. Hello, Benjamin.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. So in response to the question about holiday lighting, I'm up here in Denton, Texas, and this evening they're going to be doing the ceremonial tree lighting on the square along with a Wassel Fest, if anybody's interested in that. It's going to be some of the local businesses giving out some free Wassel. It's going to be real nice, so just thought I'd let everybody know.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let's see. I think we also have in Dallas tomorrow night the AT&T Performing Arts Center is going to do their, it's Reliant, right? The Reliant Lights Your Holidays is what it's called, where they light up the whole AT&T Performing Arts Center, Salmons Park, and all that. I'm getting a nod that it is tomorrow evening in Dallas, and it's free. So that's happening tomorrow night. I've heard that's always lots of fun as well. Let's see. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Sheree in Bedford. Hello, Sheree.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Same to you.
And all the staff. I am calling. I would like to know if there's anyone out there who would like to get together with me. I have a disability, and I moved from Houston recently and just wanted to mingle and be with someone. I don't have anyone to, you know, have activities with me for Christmas.
Right.
And I would just love to, you know, be a part of someone's Christmas holiday if they would like.
And Sheree, you're in the Bedford area? You've just moved to the Bedford area? And it sounds like you don't have family or friends there.
I have a son, but, you know, I just wanted to be with some women or something.
Sure. Okay. Well, you know what? We'll see if we get some suggestions for you. I'm sure there are groups that get together. Are you active in a church, or are you?
I am.
You are?
And I'm just kind of bashful. I kind of feel like maybe people don't want to be bothered. A lot of people with disabilities feel that way.
Right.
And I'm a wonderful person, and I just wanted to maybe, you know, make friends with someone.
You sound
maybe
like
they can help me get out of my jail.
You sound like a very friendly and lovely person.
I am.
So,
I love all people and all animals.
Well, I tell you what.
I just rescued a cat the other day.
Well, I'll tell you what. Sheree, I'm going to make sure we have your contact info just in case we hear from somebody that has a, you know, a suggestion for you. Maybe there's a group that that you could meet with, or maybe we'll hear from somebody with a suggestion and we can share that with you. Okay.
Did my number come up on your ID?
You know what? I'm gonna put you on hold and we'll get it from you in the control
thank
room. Okay.
Thank you so very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling, Sheree. It's really nice to meet you on the phone and on the show here.
Too.
All right. Hold on. Line open shortly at 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or give us a call or send me a tweet, rather, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got an email from Heidi. Does anyone have, can anyone give me tips on where to find some Russian foods, sweets, or a Russian deli in the Dallas area? I would like my children to experience foods from other cultures, and they are currently studying Russia. Anybody have a suggestion on Russian food or a Russian deli in the Dallas area for Heidi? Let's see. Dorman says, we like the sourdough bread at Central Market on Lover's Lane. I assume the Fort Worth store carries it as well. That's the lead on sourdough in Fort Worth. And Emily emailed us and said, I recommend Stir Crazy Bakery on Magnolia in Fort Worth for sourdough. So there's another suggestion there from Emily. Thanks so much. And let's see, I think we got one more on this. This is from Jonathan, who says, you can find homemade sourdough bread at Yesterday's near the square in Weatherford. So three leads, Stir Crazy on Magnolia, Yesterday's in Weatherford, and Central Market in Fort Worth. For our listener looking for, I think it was Lou Ellen looking for sourdough from Granbury. Hope those leads will help. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. There's also the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone to Deb calling from McKinney. Hello, Deb.
Hey.
Hey there.
Okay. I wanted to find out a couple of things. One is I'm going to be in Dallas, a couple of exits. I think it's Fitchue area for Christmas Eve, and I'm trying to find a motel reasonable. I have my little dog with me that'll accept the dog. and that's Christmas Eve.
And are you you're looking at you're talking about Fitzhugh and 75 area, like right in Central Dallas?
Yes. Okay. That area is where I'll be.
Okay.
And then the other thing was about McKinney has wonderful Christmas lights. Both downtown and square, I believe that exit's called Louisiana, and you go down in the square of McKinney, it's just decorated to the hilt and fun, lots and lots of fun. And the other thing in McKinney, the exit before Louisiana is El Dorado, and that's to the west side of 75. And that's a subdivision that I've been here 40 years, and the whole subdivision is decorated with lots and lots of lights and even themes. Like you'll go down this street and it'll be Santa, and this street will be Nativity. It's very fun. It's fun. It goes slow. You can take your children. You'll love it.
Great. Hey, Deb, thanks so much for calling. We'll see if we get a suggestion for you on the motel, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Doug emailed and says there's a website of gas stations that sell ethanol-free gas at puregas.org. It's pure, PUREGAS.org. So thanks for that lead. We got an email from Tom who says, Prairie Lights on Jopal Lake is an outstanding drive-through display. There's also a show, so check out Prairie Lights at Jopal Lake if you're looking for Christmas light display. Robin Murphy is looking for a place to buy reasonably priced, tall, 10 feet or more tall bookshelves. Anybody know where to find reasonably priced and very tall bookshelves? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Stephen in Lakewood. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well.
All right, I have a question, or excuse me, not a question, but an answer to the orange stuff that grows up around the telephone pole.
Yeah.
I believe what that is a two-part construction foam. Instead of using concrete because it sets a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if the DFW area uses this stuff, but I have done some research on that stuff, and it does have a similar look to it. Secondly, the ethanol question. You can make your own ethanol-free gasoline. What you do is you take a gas can, you put water in it, and shake the heck out of it, and it will bond. The water will bond to the alcohol. Then you just have to separate that out. You can get like some type of clear container with a petcock, and you can pour that in there, and then the water and the gasoline will separate, and you can just separate them into different containers. There are lots of YouTube videos on that.
Okay. So, to be done with caution, right?
With caution,
and
indeed.
Not while you're smoking a cigarette or anything.
Indeed.
Please. All right. Hey, Stephen, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Oh, and hey, yeah. on that stuff, you know, when I read that question, as I was reading that question, I thought, I've seen that before, and it does kind of remind me that, what's that stuff you can buy at the hardware store? I think it's called Great Stuff or something, right?
Yeah, Great Stuff.
It's like foam spray insulation.
So. Very, very similar.
Okay.
Very similar.
All right. Well,
have a great day.
That's the answer we got right now. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Makes sense to me. Could have called the show that, actually. Right after diatomaceous earth and beneficial nematodes on Fridays, we could have called it. Makes sense to me. We got an email at anything at kera.org from Suzanne, who says La Quinta will accept animals with no extra fee. I don't know if there's one. I think there might be a La Quinta, actually, on Central Expressway near Fitzhugh. If I'm thinking, I'm getting some nods from the control room. There is a La Quinta on 75 near Fitzhugh. So maybe that La Quinta would be a lead for Deb, I think, who called looking for a pet-friendly motel in the Dallas area for Christmas Eve. David says, one more bakery in Fort Worth for sourdough. Try the Black Rooster Bakery in Fort Worth. Black Rooster Bakery in Fort Worth. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Jake calling from Dallas. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I just had another input on the sourdough. There is a woman at the Dallas Farmers Market who makes her own handmade sourdough bread, and it's fantastic. It generally sells out pretty quickly.
Very good.
And I had a question about used audio equipment. for recording and, you know, samplers. I was wondering if there's a good place in the Metroplex that has older used audio equipment. You know, I don't really like going to a guitar center and playing around with their used new equipment. I'm looking for some older gear. Didn't know if there was a good shop in the area.
I know there's a couple of, it looks like you're in Dallas, a couple of audio gear Facebook groups, like buy, sell, trade Facebook groups.
Okay.
Probably in any city, but I know there's at least one or two based in Dallas here. So you might look for that and see if, you know, and ask to join and see if the moderator probably would allow you to join. I think there are thousands of people in those groups. That's one thing that immediately springs to mind, but we'll see if the audience has some other tips for you.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. An even faster way to get through to the show is via the Twitter. And Andres says Prairie Lights in Grand Prairie has been canceled due to high water the past couple of nights. So we had that suggestion for the drive-through holiday display, and it's apparently been canceled. So thanks, Andres, for letting us know. You can let us know at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Email us anything at kera.org or call us, 800-933-5372. Alessandra emailed, Plano and Frisco have Eurodeli and Eurodeli 2, that's T-O-O. And Alessandra says these are authentic Russian delis. You may get weird looks if you're not Russian, but it's delicious, she says. So Eurodeli and Eurodeli 2 in Plano and Frisco. Let's see. We got another email on the pet-friendly hotel near Fitzhugh and 75, La Quinta, on the 75 Service Road. Thanks, Cindy, for this. And Cindy wants to know what's going on with the HOV lane closure on 635 in Dallas. She says it's been closed for a few months. I've seen no work on it yet. Anyone know what's going on and when it will reopen? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of your questions and your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. And you can find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington there. Dinah says the former Palomar, now the Highland Hotel at 75 and Mockingbird is very pet friendly. We're looking for pet friendly hotels for the holidays along 75 near Fitzhugh, I think. Jackie here in Dallas says J. Renee Shoes at Preston and Royal is closing up at the end of the month, and everything is for sale, including their very tall shelving units. This was for the person looking for tall bookshelves, like 10 feet or taller at a reasonable price. J. Renee Shoes, Jackie says, at Preston and Royal. Let's see. On the Russian foods question, let's see. Will sent us a link to the CCCP Market, and they're at cccpmarket.com, just like the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, I guess in Cyrillic, is three C's and a P, right? And I checked it out. It's actually, as Stephen Becker, our producer, said, a real thing. Looks pretty cool, too. Let's see. Bonnie in Fort Worth says Taste of Europe is a Russian deli grocery store gift shop in Arlington at 1901 West Pioneer Parkway. Look for Taste of Europe in Arlington. Lots of Russian food options here in North Texas. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this. Let's talk to Frank in Fort Worth. Hello, Frank.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Let's see then. Yes, I would like to concur. The Taste of Europe is an excellent Russian deli and gift shop, and that's very nice.
Awesome. What do you get when you eat there? What do you order?
Let's see. I can go there for sausages and cheeses, They have a nice little deli counter for that, and then they also have a kitchen where they'll have like daily specials and things that they cook, so you can get hot meals there as well.
Great.
So it's always something a little bit different, so that's really neat.
Cool. You also had something on the rehearsal facility, I think?
Professional rehearsal facility in near downtown Fort Worth, actually on the near southeast side, EMP Rehearsals. If you wanted to Google that, or you can get a hold of someone at emp-music.com.
Great. Hey, Frank, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Rhonda and Murphy. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Good. I have a question. I've wondered this for quite some time. Why you couldn't pay your mortgage with a credit card? But before I got to answer that, our mortgage was picked up by another company. And the first thing they told me when I got ready to pay it was we no longer accept credit cards as mortgage payments.
Right.
So I just didn't know. I was hoping that they could, because I love chasing points.
Right, exactly. I mean, and this is a question that even good old me recently explored. Because if you're trying to get more miles or more points,
yeah,
or whatever, right? You want to pay your bills and you're responsible. So I think maybe this is a total guess. I'll bet they don't want you to essentially move your mortgage loan over to a much higher interest loan. It's probably it's probably to protect their borrowers from, because most credit card interest rates are 24% or something,
right?
If you don't pay it off at the end of the month, right? The APR is pretty high compared to what most mortgage rates are. That's okay. Just my semi-educated guess.
If you pay it off at the paid off at the end of the month.
Sure.
I don't like interest, but I want the points. And like I said, I just had not had a chance to explore it on Fridays with you.
Right.
But I got that message from our mortgage company, the new one. It's like, what? Wait a minute. I could have been doing this. So
yeah,
I'm going to really kind of research it to see if there might be some reputable companies out there that would allow you. Because
sure,
I love the consumer protection aspect of it. But I also love the free miles and points,
right,
aspect
of course,
of it too. So,
well, it's a
maybe
great
one. Have some other guesses.
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm sure we'll get more answers on this, if not today, next week, because it's a valid question, and essentially, I just guessed at the answer. So we'll see if we get a better perspective. Thanks for calling, Rhonda.
Okay, thank you.
Line open 800-933-5372. Up next is Jennifer in Hearst. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
I've got an answer for the audio guy, the Vintage Audio. There's a place over in Bedford. It's called Dallas Vintage Audio. They have a website, dallasvintageaudio.com.
Okay, say it one more time just so we are sure we have it.
dallasvintageaudio.com.
Great. Jennifer, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We got an email here from Melissa, an update on the Grand Prairie lights. The drive-through Christmas lights in Grand Prairie has not been canceled. Melissa says they were previously closed due to high water at Joe Pool Lake, but it's now open. The organizers have rerouted the drive to avoid the water. Unfortunately, the water still makes about 25% of the lights unacceptable, but they've discounted admission by 25%. This is always a great show, Melissa says. Even with 25% of the lights missing, it will be a good hour or more of entertainment. Plus, she says, there is Santa's Village in the center for a chance to get out and stretch and see Santa and get refreshments, etc. And Melissa says from Mansfield, it's a great activity for the family. And apparently we're getting a few messages that it hasn't been canceled. So thanks for that update. Really appreciate that. And want to make sure we get the most up-to-date information out there. Let's see, another holiday driving event. This is from Cam, who says, check out Casa Linda. Saturday, December 5th, that's tomorrow, beginning at dusk, there is a drive-through Casa Linda in East Dallas in the Lake and Garden District to see 7,000-plus luminary lights. You can see it online at CasaLindaEstates.com, the information about the drive-through Casa Linda lights event. 800-933-5372. Up next is Elena in Plano. Hello, Elena.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, sorry. I'm calling in reference to the person who called about finding a person to value coins.
Mm-hmm.
And at Heritage Auction House in Dallas, there's a fellow by the name of Luke Mitchell. He has lots of experience.
Great.
His dad has been in the coin industry for decades.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. We got an email. Not an email. We got a tweet, rather, from Tim, who says, I'm looking for an Argentinian grocery store and or where I can buy authentic mate cups and filtered straws. So either an Argentinian grocery store or and or where to get authentic mate cups made out of gourds, I think, typically, and filtered straws. We have a mate aficionado in our newsroom, so that's really... Other than the biography of Che Guevara, that's the only exposure really that I have. But I've seen a few of those. But we'll see if somebody knows where to find them here. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Annette says, I need to repair the base of a lamp. This is the part that holds the long pole. Anyone know of someone or a shop that does this kind of work? I would love to find a place in the Irving area that can work on this. Let's see. We got an email from Joel in Denton who says, I'd like to ask about the best variety of coffee beans that you can find in one place in the Metroplex. Where would I go in Dallas-Fort Worth or Denton to find the greatest variety of coffee beans, the greatest selection, rather? 800-933-5372. Aaron emailed us, anything at kera.org. I would like to know, Aaron writes, if there are any groups for parents in the Richardson Garland area. Essentially, I'm looking for a group that can trade babysitting and support for parents. She writes, my support pillar is moving out of state, and it would be nice to be able to meet and spend some time with other parents. That's a great idea, Aaron, and we'll let you know if we get some suggestions. You know, seems like that would be, I've heard of dinner circles where, you know, four families, you know, each make dinner once a month and kind of trade around that way to the other families. But babysitting and support, parental support, that's a good idea. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Kim in Dallas. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
About the person asking about putting the mortgage payments on the credit card.
Yeah.
When I accept a credit card payment for my business and I put it through on a credit card, I'm always charged around 3%. I imagine if you have a really good plan with your credit card processor, you could get it down to 2%. But I don't think the mortgage company cares about the person's best interest or their... you know, transferring their debt. I think they don't want to eat. You know, those charges are more money than they're making on the mortgages.
That's a really good point. Of course, you know, my first thought was they've got our best interest in mind.
wouldn't that be nice?
No,
I wish that were true.
I'll bet you're absolutely right. We actually got an email from Suzanne who says, and McKinney, I'm willing to bet that banks don't want to pay that merchant credit card fee. Kim, thanks so much for calling. I'm sure that's what it is. All right.
Thanks for doing that.
You bet. Suzanne goes on and says the only incentive a retailer has to accept credit cards and pay those fees is that offering that convenience may increase sales. You have to pay your mortgage anyway, so there's really no payoff to the bank for accepting credit cards. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Megan, who's in Denton. I think Megan's in Denton. Or at least Megan has a recommendation in Denton. Megan says, there's a place to play music called the Metro Music Hub, the Musicians Hub. They're at metromusichub.com. She goes, I know it's in Denton, but they have at least four rooms in which to play music. The rooms are soundproofed and include all instruments and offer recording as well. And it's $20 an hour on high traffic times like the weekends and even less at non-high traffic times. And Megan says for Sheree, try meetup.com. This is our listener in Bedford who's looking for people to meet. Megan says, my husband got relocated here and I had no friends and family. Going on to meetup is nice because you can input your interests and at least have that basis in common. It's free to join, but some groups try and charge a yearly fee. I usually steer clear of those groups, but there are good, legitimate, friendly groups of people on there that want to meet other people. So, Megan, thanks for your suggestion for Sheree. Sheree, try meetup and see if maybe you can find people who have interests. It sounds like you like animals, and I'm sure there's a group of animal lovers in Bedford who would love to meet with you. Let's see. This is from Dormand, who suggests Central Market, again, for a vast selection of coffee beans. And Dormand says they will special order ones that they don't have stocked. So when you're looking for that selection of coffee beans. And let's see. We got an email from Jasenia, who says the reason most companies have done away with allowing you to pay bills with a credit card is because they don't want you to incur a debt to pay for another debt. This is the altruistic side of things again, right? This is highly frowned upon from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau perspective, so many companies don't allow it. In some instances, the credit card company will not give points for using the cards to pay bills either. She says, I know mine will not. So there's that again. And I want to mention one more time the Grand Prairie, the Prairie Lights drive-through at Joe Pool Lake. We had information via Twitter that was probably sent in good faith that it had been canceled, but it is back on. The Prairie Lights display in Grand Prairie at Joe Pool Lake is happening. And apparently there's been a discounted ticket price. I'm sure you can find information about this online as well. Let's see if we get one more answer on this question from Stuart in Dallas. Hey, Stuart, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, so the credit card, paying the credit card off with debt is a bad idea because you don't want to take 5% debt, maybe your mortgage rate, and turn it into 24% debt. And consumer protection programs prevent that. But really, the bank is only going to make 2 or 3% off the note.
Right.
If they have to pay the credit card a 1.5%, then that just cut their revenue in half. And so that's why they don't want to play that game also.
Very good. Stuart, thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
Well, anything you ever wanted to know? Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Next week, we'll hopefully have this phone issue ironed out. If you called today and couldn't get through and it was just ringing and ringing, understand that we have a couple of our 5 phone lines that are not working properly. So we actually can't talk to you on those lines. So we apologize for that. Thanks for hanging in there. You can, of course, reach out to us via email, anything@kera.org. You can find me on Twitter @Jeff Whittington. You can find the podcast, kera.org/anything. There's a subscribe link at the top of the page, or you can just listen to any one of the last 10 hours. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Really appreciate you for listening today, for writing and calling in. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.